the recent events in France and similar ones in some other Western countries have convinced me to directly talk to you about them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله الطاهرين الطيبين السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters Inshallah, Allah grants all of you and all of us the greatest of blessings that He has bestowed upon the best of His creation. I want to give you a short message and I want to begin it by quoting verse 55 of Surah An-Nur without reading the Arabic verse itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can check it yourself, in that verse says that He has promised the ones who believe and who do good deeds and righteous deeds that He is going to help them to inherit the earth, which means the coming of the Imam of our time, and the believers, the righteous men and women, are going to be the ones that are going to bring about a just system that will help manage the global affairs of people instead of the injustices that we are seeing. The reason why I want to begin with that verse is because of the current setting we are in. We are in very important times, and particularly something has happened a couple of days ago that all of us need to be aware of. I don't know how well you're aware of this. I want to say a few points with regards to it. And this is a letter written by the leader of the Muslim Ummah. And in this letter, the Supreme Leader has addressed us, if we include ourselves, and we are included in this, the youth in North America and in Europe. But the leader has addressed the youth who are not Muslim in this letter. And the way he has made this address, it is going to be something that's going to bring about a lot of obligations on you and I. And I hope that we're able to fulfill these obligations. Why are there obligations that come with this? I will begin in this way. A lot of us, when we discuss the matter of Wilayatul Faqih, a very important concept, we have loads of discussions surrounding this concept. But one very important question that is raised is the question of what's the application of Wilayatul Faqih in the West? What does that mean? I always ask the question when people say, oh, do we have Wilayatul Faqih? Do we need to listen to Ayatollah Khamenei? I ask them the question, how many verdicts has Ayatollah Khamenei given for the people living in the West? How many? Count, please. 1, 2, 5. There are very small numbers, if any. 2, 3 maybe, perhaps. But now, those who've been waiting for that moment to receive something from Ayatollah Khamenei that's going to give them a practical instruction, this is your moment. It has come. You have been addressed. The leader has spoken in a letter. And there's a lot of important things about this letter. I'm going to go through them very briefly. And we're going to have to think what our obligation is. I'm speaking to you, the Muslim youth of North America and Europe. Are we going to fulfill our obligation? In the current setting that we have in the West, where we have people who are realizing that they have been oppressed, they are being oppressed for the longest time, more and more people are realizing that they have been oppressed. Of course, we've had people that I've realized earlier that they have been oppressed, and they have spoken to the people to bring that awareness. And finally, with the blood of the shuhada, the lives they have given, more and people throughout the globe are becoming aware of the oppressions that they are facing, every single one of them and every single one of us. With this development, brothers and sisters, the letter that the leader has written to the youth of North America and Europe, to me, tells me of the beginning of a very important development. When important developments are starting to take place, not everyone is able to catch on to them. This is very important. Only the great leaders, especially the great divine leaders throughout history, have been the ones who've been able to understand when something is going to be taking place and where that is going to be. When Ayatollah Khamenei has written this letter to the youth in North America and Europe, you know what that means. What that means is that the leader has picked up that the youth in North America and Europe are now increasingly ready for hearing the message of Islam. Increasingly ready to hear a message delivered from the Supreme Leader. This is the first time we have something like this. I'll read you a couple of lines of it. And I think all of you, all of us, the first thing we need to do as a responsibility, as an obligation, is to go and read this letter. Analyze it. Think about it. Spend time on it. Form circles. Discussion groups. Read and try to understand it. He says, the recent events in France and similar ones in some other Western countries have convinced me to directly talk to you about them. On top of what I said already, what the letter says is that the West is trying to, within its own borders, create more than ever before Islamophobia in a way that the domestic populations of these countries are going to be kept away from the teachings of Islam. This is because these powers are realizing more than ever before that their populations are vulnerable to this. They have picked up on this as well. They are realizing that their populations are vulnerable. They could be listening to this message. They could be listening to the message of Islam, and they're seeing that there's more and more people looking into it, and it scares them. The leader is saying the same. He's picking up on this. The people are ready. But more than anyone, the youth. The youth have always been the ones that have had open hearts, open minds. They have not been polluted as much, at least, as the older generation with the fabrications, the lies, the biases that have been created. He says, I am addressing you, the youth, not because I overlook your parents. Rather, it is because the future of your nations and countries will be in your hands. And also, I find that the sense of quest for truth is more vigorous and attentive in your hearts. The first line there, the future lies in the hands of the youth. Brothers and sisters, we have a great responsibility. The future, the coming of the Imam of our time, for that to happen, we need the people of the world to rise. They're going to be ready and they're going to start moving in that direction. When is this going to happen? When is this going to happen? When the youth are more and more ready. This letter tells us that this divine leader, the representative of the Imam of our time, is telling us that the moment has come. In the letter, there's many important points that are mentioned, which give us direction. All right, so we realize we have an obligation. Let me put it this way. If Ayatollah Khamenei has released this letter on the net, not on the media, not even on Iranian media, on the net, getting the religious, faithful brothers and sisters who are dedicated to the cause of Islam to spend hours, day in and day out, to get this message through social media to the youth in the West, it means Going back to the first point that was mentioned, the leader has spoken. He says this letter, this message, not just the words, the message, has got to be delivered to the youth in North America and in Europe. If the media is controlled by the Zionists, by those who don't want this to be heard, it becomes you and I who are going to be the ones that are going to be carrying this out. We are the ones that are going to get this message to the youth that have been intended, to the youth that Ayatollah Khamenei is trying to speak to. It's you and I that have that obligation. You were waiting for a call to be told to do something, you have your moment. What are we going to do with it? So now that we want to take a stance, we want to do something, what is it that we're going to be doing? We have to refer to the letter to get that as well. The message is important. What does he say there? He says, one of the key points here, he says, my second request is that in reaction to the flood of prejudgments and disinformation campaigns, this is referring to the type of things you're seeing on the media. Have you seen that frequently and more than ever before, you're seeing images of people that are associated with Islam who are killing people dressed in black, carrying guns, explosives, beheading people. It is unprecedented. This is what he's referring to. Prejudgments and disinformation campaigns. As a reaction to it, he says to those youth, try to gain a direct and first-hand knowledge of this religion, of Islam. You know what we need to do? We need to get that first-hand information. We need to give that first-hand information to the youth of whatever ethnic background they are, Western youth, North American, European youth need to hear this message. So we need to get together, brothers and sisters. There is a great fragrance in the air. There is light that is seen from a distance. God knows when this is going to be. But God knows we all pray and hope that it's near, the coming of the Imam of our time. These may be the final steps. This is without exaggeration. I say this with a very strong feeling and strong faith, understanding the history of the Ahlul Bayt, what all they fought for, how they sacrificed their lives, what they tried to accomplish, what the Imam of our time is trying to accomplish in his absence, and looking at what is happening and what this great divine leader is telling us to do today, what this is all leading to, in my opinion, in my humble understanding, and I think it's pretty clear to many people, it's not limited to myself, that these are final steps. Our question for us, are we going to listen to the leader that is leading under the leadership of the Imam of our time? Are we going to listen to the call of هَلْ مِنْ نَاصِرٍ يَنْصُرُنِي of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein and get out and do something, or we not? I pray that all of us have the courage and the right understanding that we don't allow the shaytan and the shayateen to fool us in thinking this is not the right moment, in thinking that this is foolishness, in thinking that this is radical, in thinking that we can't do this, in thinking that this is too early. I hope that God gives us the understanding and the strength to realize this is the moment we need to mobilize. And the direction we need to have is this direction that is mentioned in the letter very clearly. Let's open the doors. Let's introduce Islam to the world with a focus on the youth in North America and in Europe. We ask Allah that He's given us life in this day and age, in this era of the awakening, of the dawn of the global revolution of the Imam of our time, that He grants us the ability to be of those who follow our Imam in his absence, who give everything they have for that Imam in his absence, so that at the moment of death, we would see the Imam pleased with us, smiling at us, telling us that we did our share, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.